if, like, example, I want the bass player to play something, I sing it in my mouth, and then they transfer it on the guitar, like do do do, do 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 do, kudum, do do do, kudu do do do, kudum, and then they got it, beat by beat, piece by piece. We join all the pieces, and then when we start, it's good.
Every kind of music has its own life story. It's born somewhere, it ends up someplace else, and it changes along the way. Janka Nabe grew up in a town in eastern Sierra Leone. His dad was a diamond miner, and Janka remembers when he was little, he was always surrounded by a kind of music called bubu. People played it on big bamboo pipes, 11 different people, each one with his own pipe, and the name bubu comes from the sound the pipes would make.
Somebody will go boom, and the other one will be boom, 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 boom. Everybody play it, you see. So I come in love with this music.
Bubu music has traveled many miles with Janka Nabe, from his village in the Kono district across the country to the capital city of Freetown, and across the Atlantic to the eastern shore of the United States. The bamboo pipes have been replaced by guitar, bass, drums, and keyboards. And the musicians who play with Janka, they don't even know anything about the way the music originally sounded.
When I introduce the music to them, is so strange and it's so hard for them to come on, because some of them play rock music, some play funk music, some play R&B, and for them to come on bubu music, which is like a traditional African rhythm, it's not easy, but they got it.
When Janka Nabe plays this music here at clubs in the U.S. with his American band, he calls them the Boo Boo Gang, audiences can't help but dance. Janka says there's something mystical about the music. And in fact, there actually is. Legend has it, centuries ago, before Islam took root in Sierra Leone, Boo Boo music was born in a village in the north of the country. It had a purpose, a secret purpose.
There is secret society, these witches, wizards. And these guys, they use bubu music as a bell to call people to come to their meetings. But it's secret. If you are not a member, you will never hear the music.
Janka says the music was enchanted. You could be sitting right next to someone, and if they were a member of the secret society, they'd hear it. But you would hear nothing. The story goes, though, there was one guy, someone outside the secret circle, who managed to hear the music. And he fell in love with it. So he taught the melodies and rhythms to the boys in the village. And since he was the one who taught them, they could all hear it too. And now, so could everyone they played it for, secret society member or not.
So these guys, they started playing this music like backyard music. So they played music. One day, this man tell the boys, today we gotta go out with this music. And these guys, they come out publicly in front of everybody with this music. Member, no member, everybody loved the music. The non-members started following these small guys dancing this music. And the members started asking, who learned you this music? And these guys, they say, this man learned us the music. The man is in trouble. And the trouble end up dead. Because witches, when you go against them, they don't have a police station to report you or cell to put you. They kill you. So the guy died for this music. But the music is still on with these boys. And these boys never drop it. So this is ours now. So we took it from them.
Fast forward hundreds of years now to 1994. Janka Nabe has moved from his village to the big city, Freetown. He actually really likes reggae music at this point. But he does have this ingrained knowledge of bubu music from his childhood. It turns out there's a local singing contest, sort of like the Sierra Leone version of America's Got Talent. It's actually run by some Indian guys by way of Liberia, long story, but what matters here is that they really want to hear some real Sierra Leonean music. Singer after singer auditions. Then they call Janka into the room and they say,
"Sing." And I sing a song, I call it The System. System is beating me down. It sounds like Bob Marley music. And these Indian guys, they say, "Oh, we got too much reggae, too much Western world style. All of you sing in English. Why you guys don't sing on your native songs?" And I say, "Oh, I know how to sing Boo Boo, because I want them to pick me." And they say, "Okay, sing." And I sing this song, Dance to the Boo Boo. And then the guys say, "Oh, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're looking for." And these guys, they give me some money to go to the studio. I go record the song. So let me give you a part of Dance to the Boo Boo. "Everybody, come everybody, dance to the boo boo. Moye pre moye pepe moye pre moye pepe moye boo boo. Music na number one. Shoo, come up. Shoo, shoo, come up. Shoo, shoo, come up. Only Salo you can find the boo boo music. So many music in Africa. Africana roots music. Boo boo music is number one. It's an ancient style of music, but when you try it, you never leave it. I say, everybody, everybody, everybody dance to the boo-boo." Yeah.
So, long story short, Janka Nabe makes this recording. The industry people say thanks, it's been fun. They show Janka the door, and he goes on with his life. He's apprenticing at a tailor shop and living basically in obscurity. Meanwhile, a local company called the Cassette Sellers Association dubs the song onto 1,000 cassettes. They sell out in 2 days. Then dubs of dubs get made, and dubs of dubs of dubs, and soon, Janka Nabe is a bona fide local superstar, except that no one's ever seen him, and he doesn't actually know he's a superstar. One day, he's working away at the tailor's shop, and he hears a knock.
"Somebody come knock the door. Be looking for Janka. Who is Janka?" I come in front of them. They don't even know it's me, because I was like nothing.
It's two young women at the door. They tell him everybody wants to meet this guy who sings Dance to the Boo Boo. They say they're putting together a big concert at a local club, and will he come out and perform there?
I say, "How can I go to the club? I don't have nice shoes. I don't have pants." And then one girl say, "Oh, you say I'm gonna take you to my boyfriend. He will go give you shoes. He will give you pants." And she did. She take me. This boyfriend give me nice shoes, nice pants, and then dress me up. Here we go to the club. When we reach to the club, since that day, I'm a star.
Now keep in mind, at the same time that Janka Nabe skyrocketed to celebrity status, Sierra Leone was in the midst of a protracted civil war. The government was collapsing, and ruthless rebel factions were terrorizing and looting the civilian population. Janka kept his head down. He had nothing to do with the rebel forces. But that doesn't mean they weren't fans of his music. And so it was that his happiness turned to dust as he looked on powerless while marauders would emerge from the bush and they would play his music as a way to lure innocent people out of their homes.
Most of these guys inside this bush, they know Janka. So they started taking this music, and then because they know the villagers, they love the music. So the only way to let the people come out and meet them, to constrict them, they play my music. And when they play the music, everybody is like, "Oh, Janka is here, Janka is here." So when they come and they just round them, see, we gotta go.
Once the villagers were rounded up, they were hauled away to detainment camps, basically an excuse to get them out of the way so their village could be looted. Janka says this song of his is what the people heard before they were taken away.
"Bonu yamaskoin kindaki, yamaskoin, yamaskoin, yamaskoin yang. Yamaskoin, yamaskoin, yamaskoin yang. Soko sokal ngi yang." And when they come to a strange village, these people come out, like come dance to the music, they round them up.
Janka was devastated about this. But on top of that, he was scared.
Because when you go to the West African Peacekeeping Force, the ECOMOC, they will accuse me about knowing about the rebel. "Oh, you rebel. Oh, you know about the rebel. They accuse me, but nobody to like point finger on me that he's a rebel. You know, they just love my music, you see.
And so it went, that the music that made Janka Nabe so beloved by the people of Sierra Leone, that same music is what spurred him to leave his country. He had already fled Freetown, and there was no going back there. Reprisals were rampant in the wake of the war. And like most of the rebels, he happened to wear his hair in dreadlocks. And he says the climate was like 1 second someone might ask, "Who are you?" And the next second before you could answer, "Pow." So Janka headed to Mali. A friend in Maryland sent him some money to get a passport, told him he should come to the U.S. He went to the consul, got a visa. He borrowed money from another friend in the U.S. for a plane ticket, and he took off.
I come in America with 2 jeans, 2 t-shirts. Yes, and I reach here somewhere around November the 1st, you know, and the place was so cold. I don't even know nobody. I don't know where to go. JFK Airport. I am back on JFK Airport. So, past security, I come out, and there come the snow, cold. I run and go inside and put all this, my 2 pants and all these clothes. I'm still cold, and I don't even know where to go.
Janka watched while the rest of the passengers filed out of security, and he saw the woman who'd been the last in line to get off his airplane. In desperation, he walked over to her, and he said, "Ma'am,
I don't know where to go. I don't even have a phone number." He said, "Really?" I said, "Really." And then she got a husband in Maryland that's going to pick her, JFK. And then he said, "When my husband come, I will explain to him. Maybe he will help you."
When the woman's husband rolled up at the airport, she explained what the situation was with this guy standing next to her, wearing 2 pairs of jeans and 2 t-shirts in the snow. And the husband looks this shivering guy up and down, and he asks,
"What's your name?" I say, "My name is Janka Nabe." The guy jumped. "Are you the Janka Nabe?" I say, "Yes." He said, "Oh my God, I'm going to take you."
Turns out the husband, being from Sierra Leone himself, was a fan. He and his wife put Janka up at their house for a week. And from there, he hopped around at the apartments of some various cousins. He got a work permit. He took a job at a car wash in Maryland, then at a fried chicken joint in Philadelphia. And so here was this guy who'd come from stardom to anonymity. And now he's alone and thousands of miles from home. And it seems like his musical flame is all but flickered out. But unbeknownst to Janka, the wheels of fate were turning. There was a guy in New York, a musicologist named William Glass Spiegel. And this guy, he happened to be listening to a radio show one night, a radio show from Texas, and it was featuring music from Sierra Leone. And a song from Janka Nabe came on. This guy, Glass Spiegel, was transfixed. He'd never heard anything like this. He started calling around, calling friends in Sierra Leone. "Have you heard of this guy, Janka Nabe?" They said, "Yeah, but word has it he left for the United States." Glass Spiegel kept calling around until someone pointed him toward Philadelphia, and eventually to a shop called Crown Fried Chicken. Now, Janka remembers the day this stranger walked up to the counter. He says he greeted the guy like he would any other customer.
"What can I do for you? Want some chicken?" The guy said, Are you Janka?" I say, "Yes." He said, "For real?" I say, "Yes, I'm Janka." He say, "I come to you. I'm from New York. I just come to you, but I'm waiting here till you finish job. Don't we talk?" And this guy, patient, till I finish. And then the guy play my music. He say, "Is this your music?" I say, "Yeah, it's my music. How you got it?" He say, "Okay, sing it." And so I sing along with the music, and then the guy believe. And the guy watch my picture, watch my face. He say, "Oh yeah, it's you." He say, "I got something for you." I say, "What?" He said, "I want you to start playing music." I said, "That's why I'm here. I was looking for somebody like you."
That same day, Janka quit his job at the chicken place, and he moved to Brooklyn. Since then, and with the help of Glass Spiegel, Janka has been signed to the world music record label Luwaka Bop, co-founded by David Byrne of the Talking Heads. He's recorded and performed with musicians in New York and more recently in D.C., and he's been showcased at the South by Southwest Music Festival. Americans love his music because it sounds so new to them, like nothing they'd ever heard before. But to Janka, the music is old. He's grateful for his success here in the U.S., but he says frankly at this point,
I'm homesick. I want to go see what is going on. I want to go refresh my brain because the music originates from there. I don't pick the music like from the sky. I pick it from people.
Janka hasn't been back home since 2007. He says a return trip is not likely anytime soon. Sierra Leone has emerged from its civil war only to be ravaged by the Ebola virus. And while Janka remains in a sort of exile, he knows that his music is right there where it started. When you ask Janka if he has a message for his people, the people of his home country, he'll say yes, for the musicians there especially.
I'm advising them to play their country music, play what is in Sierra Leone. Because if you play reggae, you can beat Bob Marley. If you rap, you can beat Jay-Z or Lil Wayne. But when you play your rhythm, your traditional rhythm, you are number one. Nobody play like you. That's why I play my bubu music, and it's authentic, like it's different. You know, nobody can challenge me on it. I'm the king, and still the king.
Sierra Leonean musician Janka Nabe. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Henkin.